What are the three positions in the null hypothesis significance test controversy? Which do you prefer and why? This is a real which do you prefer and why. Okay? I want an opinion. The three positions are ban the null hypothesis test. Don't use it in any form, in any guise, in any way, ever. Never make the decision whether or not there's a relationship in the population. The other extreme is everything's just fine. The way we've done it forever, although not consistent for more than 4 or 5 years at a time, is just fine. The middle ground has been that we're pretty much stuck with null hypothesis significance testing because it is a firmly entrenched tradition, and so we should do the best possible job of it, emphasizing power analyses and the use of effect sizes. Sliding in a confidence interval whenever you can. Now, that position has won, both by edict and by public acclaim. That doesn't mean that's the one you should like. Okay? A little idealism now and then is good for all of us. And so I'm interested in what you think. I mean, people who like the ban it can very convincingly say, The nil null, it's goofy. There's never no relationship at all. There's never no pattern at all. There's never no mean difference at all. It's silly. And so it's a silly place to start our analysis. The people who like it say, hasn't really hurt us badly so far. And frankly, it's not the sloppiest thing that we do. The people in the middle, it's always easier to be in the middle. To say part of it's good, part of it's bad, here's how to do it better. So I want you to stop and think and decide how you feel about this. And for that reason, this question happens a little more often than the others. Because I want to get a window into your thinking.